You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's personal finance time on a Monday, and we're taking a look at SARS's auto assessments. Auto assessment period kicks off from SARS's perspective next week, from the 1st of July. And as taxpayers, there's a lot that we need to keep an eye on and that we need to make sure we are ahead of this auto assessment period kicking off. I'm joined on the line by individual tax manager at Tax Consulting SA, Robin Gilbert, to take a look at this. Good evening, Robin. Thanks so much for taking the time. With auto assessment kicking off, who gets auto assessed? How does it all work?
Well, thanks for having me, Jimmy. So, Jimmy, who this entails is really your average person, your average taxpayer in South Africa. And when I say average, I mean anyone who has an employer, and that employer is, of course, submitting third-party data through to SARS. If you've got a medical aid certificate, as well as a retirement annuity contribution, all of this information is available to SARS via third-party data, and they consolidate all of that for us in the form of an auto assessment.
Robin, when we look at auto assessments, how do we know the status? How do I know if I'm going to be auto assessed? Can I opt out of being auto assessed? Is there somewhere I can go and just sort of get an idea of my auto assessment status?
Yeah, so it's not that you can opt out, if I could say it that way, Jimmy, because remember, the purpose of the auto assessment is for SARS to assist you to make sure that your return's submitted. So if your income falls outside of the criteria of an auto assessed taxpayer and you make the correction on your tax return itself, the future tax return should then not be auto assessed. But that does vary a bit. So if you want to know what your status is and if SARS issued you with an auto assessment, what's likely to happen, Jimmy, is next week when they start rolling out and the week thereafter, SARS will notify you via SMS or via email that they've auto assessed you. And this is where it becomes really important, Jimmy. So if your SARS registered details are not updated and they are not reflecting correctly, you will more than likely then not receive that notice. It could be going somewhere else. So that's one of the first things I would say. It's just very important to check out, is to just make sure that your SARS registered details do match your actual current details.
Robin, we've seen in the past that SARS hasn't always gotten it 100% correct. And as you said, a lot of the data that's coming through to them is third-party data that they then consolidate on behalf of taxpayers. If you don't happen to agree with the assessment or you want to query something with the assessment, are you able to do that? And how long do you have to do that?
So you definitely should have an overview of your assessment. And if anything does look out of the ordinary, you are able to request for correction. And by doing that, you can go and insert and update what you need to on e-filing. If you don't agree, let's say you've got a retirement annuity certificate on your e-filing that's preloaded and you've never contributed to a retirement annuity, it's very important for you to raise that with the actual fund so that they can correct that. So where it's information that you have access to that, of course, you would then input it. Whereas if it's a mistake made by a fund or by a third-party provider, then you would have to contact them directly. So SARS does prescribe 40 business days from the date that the assessment is issued. And if you calculate that, the cap on that is the 21st of October. So if any submissions are made after the filing season deadline, of 21 October, it is highly likely that you may incur a penalty for late submission.
Speaking of things that might get you penalized by SARS, Robin, I want to look at the crypto side of it. Are crypto assessments going to form part of your auto assessment? Because we now know that SARS has made it very clear that they are in touch with the crypto service providers in South Africa, and those are now licensed and regulated. And there's obviously some form of information that's being passed through from the local providers, at least, to SARS. Is that going to form part of auto assessments, or do we not know at this stage?
At this stage, I don't think we can comment on that, Jimmy. Personally, I haven't seen it myself, and I do deal with quite a lot of individuals that do have crypto trading or gains. So in that regard, not just yet, but very important that if you do have any crypto trading going on, that you do declare it, because as you mentioned, Jimmy, SARS are crunching down on that a bit, and any non-declaration is really not preferred. You don't want to be slapped with penalties for that.
Robin, what else do you need to do to avoid penalties? How do you prepare for this? What actions do you take? You mentioned a little earlier that we must verify our information so that we have the correct information on the SARS database so they can communicate with us. But what else do we need to do to get ahead of this and to stay ahead of this?
You know, Jimmy, your institution, your financial advisors, whoever you may be in affiliation with, you'll see that quite recently the banks would have rolled out their IT3B and IT3C certificates. So as soon as that information does hit your email address, keep it handy so that when you look at the SARS order assessment, you can very clearly match your document with the figure that they have input. And then again, it's just a bit of admin, Jimmy. That's all it boils down to is just doing the admin to make sure that your work is correct. So, like I say, in my case, what I'd standardly do is get all the documentation together, make sure that each line item matches with SARS. And if you're unsure of really where you stand from the auto assessment and you're not too sure how to read the SARS assessment, what I always advise is go look at your statement of account. If you pull a statement of account, you've got an option to choose for the previous 6 months, or you can go even much further back. But if you look at that statement, it'll clearly outline to you whether you're in a refundable position or in a liability position based on the assessment issued from SARS.
Well, there you have it, folks. Everything you need to know to get ahead of SARS's auto assessments that kick off next week. They kick off on the 1st of July. The auto assessments run until the 14th of July. You've got until the 21st of October to query anything that you don't agree with or don't understand. And your tax consultants are ready and available to help you navigate this interesting time. We'll leave it at that. Thanks so much for those insights, Robin. Robin Gilbert, who is the individual tax manager at Tax Consulting SA, joining me to reflect on the SARS auto assessments.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.